Welcome to the show, the only show on the internet that asks, are y'all gaming? I'm Coney, joined by TK Breezy, who is just playing Far Cry 6, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But how are you liking it? How are you enjoying it?
It's definitely a Far Cry game, but
it's fine, right? Like,
yeah, it's fine. It's a quality, okay experience, just like all Far Cry games have been for the last 4 to 5 Far Cry games.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I am not having fun. It's just I already knew what I was getting before I opened the package. So
sure,
you know, like it's like when you ask for a bike for Christmas, right? And you saw the bike on the like November, and you're like, okay, so I know I'm getting that.
Yeah,
that's basically what happened with Far Cry. There's like this the new mechanic in there is like this the crafting system, and on top of that, like this like big ass rocket launcher you have on your back, which is basically like your ult.
Okay,
and that's pretty cool. So
can't believe there's an ult. Okay,
yeah, there's just an ult now. So it's like, you know, you can change it up. You can do EMP blast. You can do like poison bomb drop. I've currently just been using the first one they gave me, which is just like a bunch of it's like a rocket salvo,
mm-hmm.
and it's cool. Like the animation looks dope. Like the story, it seems to be pretty cool. But I mean, so are all the stories about Revolution. So like,
sure.
You know, like it's just like I'm not being wowed or anything. I'm just like, this is cool, you know. Yeah, this is neat, but it's still a 7 out of 10 game for sure.
Yeah, it felt like it was dead in the center. I was a little disappointed when I looked at the the setting, because I thought it was less interesting than the other one, which is the I really liked the Montana setting of 5. I thought that was really cool. When I saw it was like Cuba or something similar, I was like, that's kind of cool, I guess. But it's also like not, I don't know, it doesn't feel as different. Does it feel like a unique thing to you, or is it like,
it definitely feels different from the last one, setting-wise.
Yeah, but that's easy.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, setting-wise, because, you know, it was like, we were in Far Cry 5, it was about like, you know, the church and like, how these people were believing they, you know, they knew all right and righteousness and all that other good stuff. And then this one, I haven't got to the main cause yet, but it seems as though it's just like a big dictator type vibe coming in from homeboy who's Juan Esposito or whatever. Like he's an amazing actor. So shout outs to him, and sure, shout outs to Ubisoft for being able to get his likeness. But yeah, as of right now, like it's definitely just a Revolution type game right now. I haven't got too far. I've got off the first island, which side note, I really do like when games do that, where they give you like a starting area that's just like a small subsect of like the bigger world.
Yeah.
So you can kind of like get your bearings.
I love that.
For everything. You're like, all right. So like they have one of each thing that you're going to do in the bigger world. And then, you know, but you'll still find other stuff. Cause like I liberated an area, I broke a military gun or whatever, and then I got to the first island, or the bigger island, and the first thing I got to do was race. So, like, I didn't get a chance to do that on the first island.
Yeah.
And I was like, word, all right, sick. So there's still stuff to explore on the other islands, but you already have a good gist of what the game is going to throw at you. So
sure,
I'm like, all right, cool, I like that. That's real nice, real nice.
I think that goes all the way back to like old GTAs. I remember GTA doing that a lot, where it's like there were like certain sections of Liberty City or wherever else that you couldn't get to. And then when you did totally different stuff. So I think that's a really cool way to divvy stuff up. Mm-hmm. I just hope it stays interesting, because one of the issues that I always run into, I haven't played Far Cry 6 yet. I don't know if I will. I'm going back and forth on it, because I'm like, do I want to pay $60? Because these games go on sale quick. Like,
yeah.
If I wait 3 months, like, it might actually just be, like, 50% off, you know? Ubisoft is not afraid to go down. So
yeah, they don't care. They're like, you know, we're going to get the original sales from all the diehards, and then we'll just make money for putting this game on half off, so.
That's kind of what I'm wondering, is if, like, do I just hold off for now until, you know, maybe it'll go down? Do I need to play it now? I don't think so, but I don't know. We'll see. But I'm glad to hear that it's fine, even if it is just more of the same. You know, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, go to the area, liberate. Obviously, the setting makes it just a little different, because, like, there's more, like, primitive weaponry. Because, like, you're obviously, you're playing as a Guerrilla. So you're you know, you're like, you're poor. Like, you don't have like the money to get the more high end stuff. So a lot of the things you have to do, you end up making stuff and like, or you make you know, attachments and things. And like, eventually, I'm sure like later into the game, once I like liberate a couple areas, I have like real guns. But it's cool to see like your silencer is like a milk carton. So like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, so so it's like, all right, so this is a this, you know, this is, you're basically using whatever you can find on the island. And then like event later on, you'll, you know, you'll spend higher currency and things to make real stuff. Like, I actually have like a pretty decent real silencer now, but the first one I had was definitely just like a gasoline or milk carton or something. And I was like, that's pretty funny. So
I'm wondering what's, I don't know. So the last game, spoilers and everything, but the last game ended with a nuclear bomb going off. I thought that would be addressed somehow. Like, I thought that the next game would be different, or like, I don't know. Part of me felt like at the end of Far Cry 5, it was almost like a big reset button, right? And it's just like, okay, this is the start of something else, because I know obviously the games aren't ever like connected, but I thought at least this was supposed to mean something. I know that they put out DLC for 5.
I mean, that game is connected to New Dawn.
What I'm saying. Yeah, they put out.
But that was actually a full fledged game. I thought it was DLC too, but it was actually its own game.
Well, apparently it wasn't like, very good. I don't know if that's
true. Yeah, yeah. So it was set like 2-3 years after, and I honestly don't think that that was probably the play, because I feel like not being able to change up the setting, like with Far Cry, like you're going to get the same game. So like, if you don't change the setting and then you give me the same game with a different character, then like, yes, that is, that's not what we're going for.
Sure. So. Yeah. I thought it would be a little different after 5, but I guess not. Which like is fine. I don't know. I'll probably end up playing it at some point. I also saw the guy, what's his name? Giancarlo Esposito, I think is his real name. The bad guy in this game. Is he just doing the same character that he always does? Because I feel like he is, right?
Of course. Okay. Of course. Like he will never not be that villain. So like, you know what I mean? Like, he was I think the farthest he's ever got away. Uh-oh.
What happened? I was gonna say, you turned into a barcode. But I was gonna say, what happened here?
But I can still see. What the? I'm still. All right. Maybe it works now. All
right, you're back. Yeah.
All right.
But he's the same guy. He's the same guy.
The farthest he got away from his, like, normal, suave villain role is But Mandalorian, but that's because it's set in the Star Wars universe, so it's kind of harder to do that.
Sure,
but basically, any other time he's any other movie, he's just a suave villain, and yeah, he's playing himself, and that's okay. Like, you know, like you're good at what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's funny to see that like actually translated directly into a game as well.
Well, there's demand for it, you know. Yeah. If people want to see that, and you know, people are gonna. They'll obviously pay for it. I wonder how the game's doing sales-wise. I assume it's doing fine. It's Far Cry. I think these all do good. So who knows? But I'm going to check it out when I probably have a little bit more time. There's so many games coming out lately. And now, we didn't even talk about this or put it on the docket, but we could mention it briefly. The N64 stuff came out.
Yeah, I saw that you jumped off my plan, bro. If you would have gave me like another day, I would have bought it.
No, it wasn't you. It's because Mallory bought the family plan and only she was on it. I don't know why she did that, but she did it a while ago. So I was like, all right, let me just hop on the. So it's only us two now. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe we'll find other people to join it. I don't know.
Well,
but it wasn't personal. I forgot I was on your plan. Speaking of which, I owe you $40, right?
For
food?
No, for food. Yeah, you do.
I never paid you back. All right, let me do that
right
now.
You really didn't. I reminded him so many times because I knew you were going to do that shit. Like, yeah, no, man, I got you later. Like, okay,
I'm on it right now, literally right now. So we were going to talk about the Nintendo stuff. Have you had a chance to try it or do? I guess you said you haven't updated it
yet. I looked at it. No, because Fats has it. I looked at it. And, gotcha. It's pretty bare bones right now.
Yeah.
Bunch of games that I don't really care to replay right now. You know, thank you for giving me Mario. First of all, why would you even give me Mario 64 when you know everyone just bought that triple pack? So like that.
They keep giving me that game over and over. I'm like, I've played it.
I don't need that anymore. And then, you know, Mario Kart, whatever. Sin and Punishment seems like something I would have never got a chance to play before then, and like, but I don't know if I would actually play it anyway. And yeah, just I don't know. I wanted. There's games that I want that like you'll never get a chance to play anywhere else. So like, I want stuff like Mischief Makers or like
that Goemon
game or whatever the name of that game is.
Rare stuff.
Yeah, yeah, rare stuff. Like, stop giving me the same game that I've been able to play on every version of your consoles. We've always gotten some N64 thing with Mario 64 again, or if you didn't want to play it off the emulators or whatever from what they gave you, then you can get the revamped version of it from the Nintendo 3DS or whatever. Like, it's right. Just, I don't need these games anymore. Like, Ocarina of Time, Mario 64, Mario Kart, all that solved. Give me the games that, like, we don't get to see a lot. Like, give me all three Mario parties. You know what I mean? Like, right, do something like that. So,
I assume I that's why they probably didn't do it, though, is because they're about to put out Mario Party on, you know, the remake things. And there are some things that they're about to put out Paper Mario, which is, like, kind of cool. Because that's, like, not quite as released as the other stuff. But even still, I mean, it's not out at the beginning, and they really put out, like, Dr. Mario on N64. Come on. who was playing Dr. Mario on Nintendo 64? That was a little silly. The online looks pretty bad, but I always wonder, like, is that... Obviously, you know, a lot of that is going to be affected by where you play. I saw somebody else link something from, like, Scotland to America connection being fine. Not to say that, like, it's okay, you know, obviously it's going to be messed up, but I don't know why they can't get it right with the online stuff. It seems so simple, but they just don't care.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I feel like I'm looking at this tweet of the comparisons between the way they look, and the Wii's virtual console version actually looks better than the Switch version.
Oh, a lot better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so wild.
Yeah.
That's insane. So, and that's, you know, and again, same game that we've gotten multiple times. I don't really understand why we're still, like, if you have not played Ocarina of Time by this time, you just don't want to play it. And that's okay. Like, you know, like, there's no, oh, the newer generation. Because there's, like, 800 ways to play this game now. So you don't really need to, like, get it or to bring it back to the Switch. Because, oh, you know, Lil Timmy didn't get a chance to play it. Like, right. Well, Lil Timmy has multiple ways to play it now. So this thing's almost on mobile at this point in time. So, you know, it probably is on mobile. I just don't have it.
I don't know. I feel like they're putting out all the normal stuff that they've always put out. And F-Zero seems kind of cool because F-Zero didn't really get that much, you know, but it's not even out yet. The early drop just kind of sucks. Genesis lineup is pretty good, but why only one Sonic game and why two? That's very weird to me. Like, I don't know why they only put Sonic 2. Weird. Why I mean, only Sonic 2, though? Why not 1
because
and 3?
Because Sonic 2, I feel like that was the one that everyone... For some reason, as a child, and this makes no sense to me, but I didn't even think about the fact that there was a Sonic 1. Like, Sonic 2 was the first one I played, okay. Right? And so, like, I'm like, yeah, this is the, you know, the original Sonic. And then I was like, well, as I grew up, obviously, you know, numbers, the way numbers work, 1 is before 2. So, obviously, it didn't start with just 2, but I'm sure that, like, most people's experience with Sonic was really big on 2. Like, I don't think a lot of people even... I feel like a lot of people probably started at 2.
I think 2 had the most, like, cultural relevance, if I'm not mistaken. I do think so, but...
That's when they added Tails, right? Right. I feel like Tails wasn't in 1. Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's where Tails came.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like Sonic 2 was dope. And as they said in the chat, I feel like they're always weird about Sonic 3, so...
Right, yeah, that's true. They're a little strange about that one. And part of that is, like, the legal issues and then also the Knuckles stuff. I don't know. But it was just weird to put out 2, but I guess they'll put out 1 later. The Genesis lineup looked pretty good, but...
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see what other games come out because obviously they're going to keep adding to it. But the other thing on the docket was I don't really want to talk about it as much as I do the topic, but I started playing a lot more Back 4 Blood. I like it. It's good. It's Left 4 Dead, but with decks and cards, whatever. People enjoy it. One thing that kind of struck me is how stale a lot of these games are starting to feel. And I felt it with, like, when I'm watching Far Cry or looking at it. And I felt that way about Back 4 Blood, where it's like, I like it, but it feels like the same thing that I've already played a lot. And I do enjoy it, but it does feel somewhat, I don't know how to put it. It doesn't make me feel different. It's just a familiar old feeling.
Yeah, but what do you do to change that? I mean, like, the mechanics are behind the shooting game are just so exact. Like, there's not really much you can do outside of, like, gadgets and setting to change. Because if you change too much about the actual gunplay, then, you know, people are going to be like, what the, you know, this is weird.
There's got to be a way to do it. Like, there's got to be a new way to introduce. Because, like, I was thinking you have, you know, games like Far Cry, which is sort of a loot shooter, Borderlands, which is sort of in the same vein. You've also got, like, story-based, more choose-your-own-adventure-style stuff when we're talking about, like, Deathloop or Prey or Dishonored, which we talked about a lot here. And then I would say probably the most innovative stuff that I've seen in the past few years is stuff like Apex, which is obviously just taking, like, the Battle Royale genre but pushing it in a really cool way. I don't know. I remember being really excited when Overwatch was coming out for the idea of hero shooters, and now it feels like there hasn't been a new idea, at least in the shooter genre, in a while. Like, what was the last fresh shooting game? Because I know people say, like, Titanfall, which is apparently really good, but I didn't play that shit, so I don't know.
I didn't play it either.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's outside of that, I'd say Halo, because Halo is really the only other game that has... You know, it's differences based off of, like, what you can use. Like, it's not even, like, the gunplay is much different. It's just the guns are different. You know, you have, like, now alien technology. So that helps. Splatoon. There it is. Totally forgot about that one.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I feel like, I mean, then there was another, what was it, Ramen? I think there was, like, they were trying to get in.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. What happened to that?
I don't know. Oh, and then also Splitgate 2, but that's really just fusing two things together. Like, it's Halo and Portal. You put it in one game. It's new.
Which is kind of neat.
Yeah, but, like, it's not really innovative. It's just taking two things that worked and making it happen.
Yeah, there's people are saying Destiny. I never played it, but I thought it was sort of a similar thing where it's like a loot shooter kind of thing, but maybe not.
Yeah.
I wonder what the next thing is, because I feel like we're ripe for it. There's a lot of things that are close, but not quite. But I don't know. I obviously, I'm sort of just grasping here, because it's impossible to say what it's going to be or what's going to come out in the future. I don't really have anything on my radar that I'm excited for in the genre.
Yeah, I can't think of, like, honestly, I don't really ever think I'm thinking about shooters like that at all. In fact, me and Fats just recently got back into Paladins.
Yeah.
And first of all, you never even played it, so.
I played it a few times.
No, you didn't.
I didn't like it. I know Kip.
Okay, well, it's if Kip. You played it at the beginning, it was really bad. It was a very terrible, like, I didn't even like it in the beginning. Now there's like all these new characters and stuff, and like they've changed up, and they did the Hi-Rez thing. Hi-Rez does this thing where they make a game and it's a good concept, and then they like build on that concept, and it's good that they're building on that. And then out of nowhere, somebody in that room decides, let's just change this whole thing up, right? And so they change everything up, and then it's bad. And then people stop playing it. And then a guy in that room a year later says, let's change it up again. And they change it up to be more in line with what was good. And then it's good again. Mm-hmm. So basically, that's their shift. That always, Hi-Rez does that every time with Smite, with Realm Royale, with Paladins, and any other games that they put out. They start good. They change something and it's terrible. They change it back and like build on what was good. Then they try to do it again. And that happens like every year. Currently, we're in a year of good Paladins. What's going to happen is we're going to play for two weeks, and then I'm going to stop playing again because that's just how it works. But that game, even though it is basically just Overwatch as well, I think it's more arcadey, and that makes it more fun.
Sure.
Just like the same way I felt about Rogue Company versus Valorant. Like, Valorant's all, you know, it's sweaty. Like, it's, you know, first shot, headshot, quick shooting, like, peeking, all that good stuff.
Right.
And Rogue Company, you can actually just roll out there and start piecing people up. Like, it's, you know, like, you can
more like Gears of War, like a little
Okay. Like, you can be behind wall, like, jump off the wall, start piecing people up, or jump behind. There was one character I played who, like, everybody usually gets like a weapon, like, that's for their like melee. So you got like a bat or like a sword or something. Mm-hmm. The character I played just had a metallic, like a robotic arm that was also like spewed fire. So she would just punch. And the punches, like two punches, if you powered it up, will kill. So I would just roll out and go, mink, mink, like, just go. That game was so fun, bro.
Is it not? I don't know
If it's fun now, but, you know, because I haven't played it in like a year, but yeah.
That was sort of what I was going to say. Is it not around anymore? Do they not still make it? Is it like...
I mean, it's still playable. You can still do it. I just don't know what they've changed. I don't know if there's an area where it's like now the game sucks because they did the Hi-Rez thing, so...
Right. Yeah. I don't know how they stay in business. This is going to sound rude, but like, do people still play Smite? Like...
Yes.
Smite's still popular? Okay.
I mean, I feel like we're talking MOBAs right now, it's definitely obviously League, then Dota, then Smite. Because, you know, Heroes would have been the third one, but since people aren't really, like, since Blizzard stopped supporting Heroes, that sucks. And then obviously there's some mobile ones too. Mobile Legends kind of pops off for people. You got Wild Rift now, which is basically just, you know, Halo. So, yeah.
I just wonder how much Hi-Rez, like... If their big money maker is Smite, you know, that seems like they need another hit, right? Because Smite's been out for years and years and years. And I don't know, obviously, they're working on Paladins, which is great, but how long can you do that? I'm just speculating. I don't know while we're talking about
Yeah, but I mean, also, I think stuff. The thing is, you know, we were talking about this, like, but innovation sometimes doesn't work because people just don't want something new. Like, they'll That's complain true. About yeah. getting the same thing.
Yeah.
But then
you give
also,
them something different, yeah.
And they're like, I don't know, that's too different. So like, right. just
no, you're right.
It's rough. It's rough.
Apparently, on Smite right now, there are 17,000 people playing. So I'm gonna shut the hell up. That's enough people playing to sustain stuff for a while. That's crazy.
True.
And numbers go up. The last 30 days, it says average players were 12K. So it's around, it's doing fine. It's actually gone they're up also, over the years. Damn.
They're also getting, what is
Good
that?
For them.
They're also getting, a lot of collaborations. So
sure.
just like with Brawlhalla, you know, they're getting like, you know, Left 4 Dead and
they did like Stranger
Mutant
Things
Turtles
too, yeah.
and stuff like that. I think they're currently doing Ninja Turtles. They did Avatar a while back. They've been, you know, being able to collab as well. So like those big money collabs will also help out the bottom line. Even if like people don't like the gods or whatever, I feel like sometimes skinning stuff will just get enough people in. Like I started playing Smite again just to get the Avatar stuff, and I didn't even play those characters. I just wanted them.
Wait, so, Smite did the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, bro.
what?
The Ninja Turtles are all over right now. I don't know what's going on there. I think they have a new game that's coming out like next year. But
yeah, that one.
It's just people are eating up some Ninja Turtles stock right now. So
are the Ninja Turtles gods? What? How are they in the game?
Yeah, I mean it's a skin, bro. So
like, oh, it's a skin. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So like, but the thing is also like you can put them mostly on like there is physical gods in the game. Like, there's sure. Not everybody is just throwing lightning and ice and shit. Like, there's a bunch of physical gods in there too. So you can use them and skin that over too. So
this is insane. I'm looking at it now. Oh, okay. I guess that's better than them just being gods themselves. That's what I was wondering. Is all four of them, like, all four of them are gods? That's silly.
Leonardo, the god of swords.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what? How deep are we going into this? I know that they added, they had some Stranger Things stuff, and I guess they're all skins, which makes sense, but that seems like a tough thing to do, is, like, you want the integration, but you can't give them full characters, right? You sort of painted yourself into a corner by making it so they have to be gods. But skins seem to work out. They seem okay, so...
Yeah. We have Juggernaut saying, did they talk about Back for Blood yet? You know what? Let's go back and actually give a honest opinion, because you just like...
No, I glazed over it because I was less into it. Because, I mean, we talked about Back for Blood before. I've been playing it a lot more lately. It's fine. It's fun. It's exactly what I thought it would be, which isn't a bad thing. It's like... It scratches an itch that hasn't been scratched since Left 4 Dead 2, which is really cool. Obviously, there are games like Killing Floor that get close to it, and apparently stuff like Vermintide, which I didn't play, but it's sort of similar. Like, it's that, which is fine, but it's not different. There's nothing really unique or crazy about it. I tried the Swarm mode, which is sort of the new PvP thing where you like get to play the zombies, and that's kind of weird. It's fine, but it's like not a system seller. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know what to say about Back 4 Blood, honestly, because it does feel so like if you weren't around for Left 4 Dead, like if you were, let's say, a child, that's one thing. But if you've played Left 4 Dead before, it's like, okay, I get this. My biggest problem with Back 4 Blood is there are only three difficulty modes. The first one is way too easy. The second one is annoying. It's not too hard, but it's just annoying to play. And the third one is just impossible. Like, they don't want you to do it. You have to be, like, super tryhard. And the reason I bring that up is because, like, it's actually dissuading us from playing. Because, like, easy is way too easy and it's not fun. The middle one is... It just spawns way too many special enemies, which makes it so it's just... Everything's a bullet sponge. So I don't know how long we're going to keep doing it. But again, I don't know how interesting that is to talk about, because again, it's just, it's fine. The game is fine. We beat it. I don't really know the story. I skipped all the cutscenes. The set pieces are pretty cool. It's fine. It's good. But I don't know how much longer I'll play it. But that said, I've played it longer than a lot of other games that I played on Steam lately. So, you know.
That's fair. Yeah, no, I think that's the other thing that you can definitely realize is there's too many games, because we both definitely have like probably around 1,000 games, like together. Mm-hmm. So, and if you go to the bottom of my game list, first of all, like probably 40% of those have never been played, and then another like 30% will be played for under an hour.
Yeah, so for like 30 minutes.
Just like, damn, bro, like I'm never gonna finish this shit
every time.
So.
I'm looking at my, let me look at my Steam profile, because I have 1,116 games. Now, to be fair, many of these are $1 Steam games that I get gifted.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's say it's probably about, I don't know, 500, 600 total, but that's still a lot.
I mean, yeah. So, but the thing is, like, just... I would go through my backlog a lot harder if I could get a consistent reason stream for that. Like if there was if I could just be like backlog marathon and like had like 100 to 200 people watching the entire time, I'd be so much more like invested in like trying to beat this stuff. But like just knowing that like if first I have to dedicate my own time to it outside of streaming, I don't like that. Yeah, like because like the streaming is my time to game, basically. I have other stuff to do in life, and I can't just like, you know, I can't always hop off of stream to game again. I will do it sometimes, but I can't do it all the time. And so because I don't have the time to do it, I just, some of those games just never get beat. And some of those I have to feel like I have to start over. Like, you know, like you get like halfway through and now you just don't remember anything you're doing. So now I have to start over because I'm like, well, where am I and what buttons do I hit and, you know, stuff like that. So
yeah, it's impossible to get back into some of these games. You just sort of drop back into it, and you're like, that happened to me with Metroid, and I only stopped playing for like 3 days when I played Dread. Someone in chat asked about Inscription. I love Inscription, but I don't really know how to talk about it because it is very, it relies on its surprise and secrets. So I don't want to talk about it in case people are going to play it, which you should. It's my second favorite game of the year. Please go play Inscription this instant. It's very good.
I'm not. First of all, you put me off on Inscription because you last time were like, everyone keeps asking me to play Inscription. And I was like, okay. So the fact that like you're not playing it because people are asking you, I'm not sure if that's because the game sucks or you're being a hipster. And I just like, was a contrarian, not a hipster. And then you played it, and now you're saying it's amazing. And I was like, dude, you, like, literally, like, a day ago.
No. Let me be clear. It wasn't that I didn't want to play it. It's that I get annoyed when people tell me what to do. And I had people show up in my offline chat telling me what to do, and that pisses me off. So that's all that was. Is me saying, like, I'm not going to do this because you want me to do it, you know? I wanted to play the game. I was excited for it. I just get annoyed when people try to dictate my time. You know what I'm saying? It's good. It's very good. If you played Pony Island, it's made by that guy. And that was also very good. And I know you didn't play the Hex, because that was a weird game. No, but that was also very good. So I would highly recommend Inscription. If you're watching this right now, or if you're listening on your podcast, please take a look at Inscription. Second favorite game of the year. It's very good. It's terrific.
Said car stuff is weird. Zero Myth said car stuff is weird for me because I love Mega Man Battle Network, for instance, but the more blatant car stuff is, yeah, same.
There's
same,
so
actually.
Much card like, stuff.
Yeah, like, well, see, all right, there was another card game that I used to play called Minion Masters, and that game was really fun as well because it was like a card game plus a tower defense. Well, not tower defense. It was like a card game plus, I guess, one tower defense because, like, you put your, you know, you had your army, you put your people out there and whatnot, and they had to, then they will battle the other people's cards and whatever. But, like, basically you're trying to overtake the other person's field and their main champion or their master. And so, like, after you beat up everybody on the field, then they'll start doing damage to the main person in the back. And then eventually, like, once you do enough damage, they just die. So, like, you can get overwhelmed, like you have stuff like you can get like a bigger mana pool, you can make your mana spawn faster, all that stuff. And it was good. It was a very fun game. The only reason I stopped playing is because I was playing it on Discord when Discord was doing their like game studio thing, and then they shut down and I could not transfer my file over to Steam. So I was like, well, I'm not restarting, because first Discord gave me a bunch of like stuff to play it anyway. Like they gave me like codes and stuff.
Sure.
And I'm not going to restart that game to play it again. So
right, yeah.
That sucks. But I do like card games that have something else on top of it than just being a card game. Like, you know, Hearthstone, of course, Hearthstone has animations and shit, but it's still a card game, you know? So if the card game allows me to do something with those cards in another way, like the way Mega Man Battle Network did. So like you have cards, but you were also actively battling with Mega Man on the field instead of just putting out the card and be like, what does it do? So that, and there was one more game that came out a while ago called Duelist that does not exist anymore, but that was such a good game as well. It was, you ever played Dungeon Dice Monsters? Or you ever seen Dungeon
Dice
Monsters?
No, but I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically that, but, you know, without Yu-Gi-Oh.
Gotcha, so, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. I'd play it again if it ever got like a re-release or something, or if someone ever picked up the, I don't even know why they went down. Like, to be honest, I'm gonna have to go look that up.
Sure. You know what's a good card game with other stuff on the side?
Oh Lord, here we go.
Inscription. Should give it a
shot. Is it actually though?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
There's a bunch of other stuff on the site, but I can't spoil it for you. That's the problem. Right. That's why you can't recommend it, because you can't tell people that stuff, but it's good. There's a lot of it. I mean, like, Slay the Spire is another one that everybody keeps talking about, and I haven't seen that one either. So, it's I don't know. Cards are everywhere, and I'm kind of sick of it. It's weird that's the trend.
I think right now, what I'm looking forward to the most, as far as, like, that level of, like, kind of thinking gameplay, are these tactics like games coming out. So, you know, you got that triangle strategy game, and that looks, I love tactics, Final Fantasy Tactics. Yeah. Like, those, that's a great game. I was playing Faeria for a little bit. That came out in 2016. I should probably get around to actually finishing that. Pretty decent story. Great tactics game as well. But yeah, that triangle strategy game is kind of hitting, and I'm excited to see when that comes out. So, or what happens when that comes out.
That demo pushed me off it so fast, dude.
You didn't like it? Damn.
Dude, no. I didn't play the demo
because, like, I don't know.
Demo. Oh.
Yeah, but see, I feel like games like that, did it start at the beginning?
So here's the thing. So the demo was fun. The game of it was fun. The problem is I literally played for, like, 15 minutes in an hour and a half. And this is not hyperbole. Like, there were unskippable cutscenes with voice acting, and you have to sit there while they say the lines. And it's a long story. And it's like, I played a battle, and then there was an hour of exposition, and then I played another battle, and the demo was over. And I was pissed. I might be, like, misremembering it. I might be, like, you know, sort of thinking about it a different way, but I remember there being an insane amount of cutscenes, and it turned me right off, and I'm not going to get the game now, because, like, the game itself was fun. It's tactics, but I'm not going to play the game.
Maybe when the game comes out, they'll let you skip.
But I don't want to skip cutscenes. Here's the thing. I don't want to fully skip cutscenes because I want to know what's happening. I just want you to say it quickly. Chop, chop. Don't take 30 minutes to explain why this person doesn't like this other person. I got things to do.
Yeah, that's fair. Omnitoad said, did you play Forced Showdown? I actually played both the Forced. I didn't realize that, like, they were going to be two different games, but Forced is pretty good. I should probably get back. Another game, one of those games I didn't beat. It's part of the backlog. I actually played that one for, like, 3 or 4 hours, though, so that's great. But, the bigger issue with my backlog isn't so much that they're hard games to beat. It's just they're games, roguelikes, you will never be able to beat quickly because they are designed for you to fail a bunch before you succeed, right? So, you know, your first few runs, maybe 10 minutes. And then your next few runs, once you get a couple items, maybe like 20, 30 minutes, right? And then when you finally beat the game, it could be like a 40-minute run, but you've had to do like 8 or 9 30-minute runs.
Sure.
And I love roguelikes. So what I've been doing now lately has actually been playing roguelikes off stream and getting a lot of the earlier fluff out the way and then streaming like the good runs. Mm-hmm. So like currently I'm playing Skull. I got to the end like 3 or 4 times, haven't beaten it yet. But now that I've gotten that far, it's great to be able to show off the roguelike from the point where you're going to play it mostly anyway.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. So like if you drop in like halfway through, but you got to do that all off stream, and then it's like, or not off stream, but yeah, it's a different sort of like roguelikes get different like a few hours in.
And yeah, yeah, because like the first part, like you're so weak. Like,
right.
You started off, you got like 100 health, everything hits you for like 30, and then, you know, an hour and a half later, you have like 300 health, or not an hour and a half, like, you know, 2-3 hours later after doing a couple runs, you're 300 health, more defense, stronger hits, you know, like all that stuff. Like, right. if anybody is ever able to beat a roguelike on the first run, you're a god. So,
yeah, they're not designed for that.
Yeah, yeah. So
speaking of that,
that's basically where I'm at.
Did you play Darkest Dungeon?
No.
Okay, apparently.
But I've seen a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah, apparently the second game is either out today or they revealed it. I can't remember. Let me look at players because I feel like it would be... Yeah, Darkest Dungeon 2 currently on Twitch. I did not play the first one, and I don't think I will.
I Moose play that a lot, and it seems like those are... That's my other thing about roguelikes. I know we're all over the place right now. So if you're listening to this on podcast version,
sorry.
Just enjoy the extra conversation. But the other thing about roguelikes is if the run like a normal run is always long, then I'm turned off anyway. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like if your first run is already 30 minutes, right?
Sure. Gotcha.
You know, it's like, I know that Eternal did that, or Returnal did that pretty well. And I still haven't got a chance to play that, so I will get around to doing that eventually. I heard that's that game's amazing.
Very good.
But there's only one other game that was able to do that where, like, the run was long, and I was like, this is okay. But that was because that was the type of game it was, and that was Star Renegades. It was a RPG roguelike. It's really cool because, like, you start, you know, you pick two people at the start or whatever, and then after you've liberated an area, they'll, like, randomly give – there's, like, two people in the next area where it's, like, you pick between them. That's how you make your team. And so it was fun. Like, runs for that game, though, would run to about, like, 2 hours. But it's a RPG, so what do you expect, you know?
Sure, yeah. I'm looking at Darkest Dungeon. I might maybe I'll take a look.
Might pull up.
Yeah, I might do that. I don't know. I didn't like...
Are you going to play the first one before you play the second one?
No, I would only play the second one. The problem with Darkest Dungeon is I hate games that it's just like, this game is going to make you cry. It's so hard. Oh my God, why would you play this? You're going to be miserable. I fucking hate that. I hope the game isn't like that. And it's just like the marketing around it. I'm not trying to waste my time with hashtag hard games for hashtag hardcore gamers. But maybe. I mean, it's one of those games that everybody's talking about, so maybe I'll give it a shot. But yeah, that's a topic for another day. I think that's going to do it for today. Thank you guys for tuning in to Y'all Gaming, another episode down. Please, if you have not checked this out on podcast, you can check it out on iTunes and Spotify, all the normal places. But if you're watching this here on Twitch, you're in the live spot. This is happening live on Prediction Esports every Tuesday at 5 p.m. So thank you guys for tuning in. Are you going back to streaming Far Cry?
No. I'm actually going to start doing some skull runs because I want to actually beat that game. Far Cry is fun. But again, I don't think I have the stream for story games. So currently I'm like, they have to be high intensity action games or versus games.
Sure.
And that goes with any game. Like, you know, I can play shooters and get pretty good stuff because I'm still going against people. I can play racing games. There just has to be someone else I'm going against. And of course, I would love to play more Nick All Stars Brawl, but apparently no one else does. So
yeah, sadly that game has fallen off a cliff, which is Oh man, it sucks. Somebody DM'd me on Twitter. They updated a rollback fix. And apparently there's a mod that fixes it, like, so I can play with other people now, but nobody else wants to play, so
I would play, maybe but also, play. Hold on, let's just, for the people of the podcast, let's just check the Steam charts before we leave real quick, let's just...
800, I think I looked.
487 playing 44 minutes ago, which I will tell you was better than what happened last night. I got on and there was 100 people playing.
I don't know, man. It sucks. I don't know what they're gonna do. I mean, I said it would last 2 weeks, and then I was like, "Oh, this is actually really good." What are we at now? 3 weeks? 3 weeks.
Yeah.
500.
The peak, the all-time peak was 9,000, which for a fighting game is pretty decent,
right?
But yeah, just the 24-hour peak being 809, and then 487 being who's playing right now. Like, think people are just got tired of getting nared, you know. Again, it's one of those things though, like, you knew that was going to happen. Like, the IP was strong for sure, but then when you're playing against people, there's all these mechanics that are like built for tryhards. So, you know, if you don't want to try hard,
you're miserable.
Yeah, you're a little Timmy trying to play SpongeBob because you like the show, and now you're just getting nair-planed by Aang, and you're like, okay, well, never mind.
Yeah,
I'll just go play Battle for Bikini Bottom or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tragic. I hope it picks back up. They need crossplay like now. I'm not saying that as like, why haven't they put it in? I know it's hard. I'm not trying to say that like development is easy, but like fighters need crossplay in this day and age. You need crossplay in 2021 because like fighting games always will have a decent start and then just fall off a cliff. So I don't know. They're going to put out new characters soon. So we'll see how that goes. But that's a topic again for another day. Thank you guys for tuning in to Y'all Gaming. We'll see you next time. So are you going back to streaming, or you said you're doing skull runs? But
I am indeed going back to streaming right now.
There you go. He's going live. I think I'm playing the new Dark Pictures anthology game tonight. I got tricked into the third game. The first two sucked, and I got told the third game's good. So I'm falling for it again. That might be what I'll play. So maybe not. I don't know. I haven't decided. You guys will figure it out. I'll see you guys next time.
All right.
Take care and goodbye.